Thank you, and good evening from Seymour. This is the side of the girls' basketball Class 3 District 10 tournament. And it is district time. District's underway tonight. In the girls' side of the ledger, we're in Seymour with the Bears. The Lady Bears from Willow taking on the Bears from Conway. So meeting of the Bears tonight. Number 3 seed, Willow Springs Lady Bears, taking on the Conway Bears. And don't know much about Conway, Marty, do you?
Well, a little bit, but just when I looked up this afternoon, Conway's the 6th seed in this tournament. There are only 6 teams in this district, so they are the bottom seed. Licking and Liberty, the top 2 seeds, both got a bye into the semifinals. So in our first game tonight, Seymour, the 4th seed, beat Houston, the 5th seed, 60-40. So Licking and Seymour will match up on the top end of the bracket in the semis, and then Liberty awaits the winner of this one. Conway 7-19 on the year, so a rough year for the Conway Lady Bears, although they picked up some wins. Beat Greenwood twice, that's the Greenwood girls, and then beat Humansville, Mansfield, Greenfield. Don't know a lot about any of those three teams. They did beat Houston early in the year, which the Lady Bears played last week, and then knocked off Kabul. The Lady Bears took care of both those teams.
Why are they 6 instead of 5 when they beat Houston?
Well, I think if you look at comparable teams, and maybe Houston has some bigger victories, I guess, than Conway, but looking just on paper and at the schedules, I didn't see a lot of discernible difference between Houston and Conway at 5 and 6. And Seymour took care of Houston pretty handily in the first game tonight. So definitely the Lady Bears would be favored tonight against Conway, and it would be obviously a huge letdown for Willow to be one and done in the district tournament. What they're playing for is a chance to get into that semifinal game, and if they do, they play Wednesday night and play the Liberty Eagles for the 4th time this season. They are 0-3 against Liberty. Played them. The best game of the three was the first one. That was at the Mountain Grove Holiday Tournament. Then they lost to them in the regular season and then lost to them in the Seymour Tournament Championship game. So these two teams, Liberty and Willow, have both played several games here at Seymour this season. And it's a really nice new facility. It's definitely got some character to it in the way they've designed it, but it's good that the Lady Bears have already had 3 games on this court.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice court. The 4 is just outstanding. It's really nice. The arrangement of the field house, it's a field house type of atmosphere, is a little strange, but and it's quite noisy in here too. You can hear the basketball dribble anywhere in the stadium.
That should add to the ambiance of the broadcast, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay. We'll let it.
They
lie
probably
there.
Need some noise dampeners in here,
yeah,
but it is a really
it's a nice facility,
sparkling, clean, facility that we'll have some fun in. And hopefully, the Lady Bears want to play 3 games here.
Hopefully, they will, and they'll have some fun here on this court.
All right. Like we mentioned, this is the 2nd. Game of the night, so we'll see if they want to do the national anthem. I'm guessing they've already done that.
Guessing
not. The home team played first night, and again, Seymour with the win in that first game, 60-40. We'll have the boys around for you tomorrow afternoon. We play late night basketball tonight and an afternoon basketball tomorrow, 4:30. Bears and the Seymour Tigers at Houston, and again, 4:30 is the tip off for that one. We are ready.
I think we're ready, and so for the play-by-play, and the starting lineup then.
Play-by-play, here's Marty Spence,
and away we go.
All right. Conway will be introduced first in their road black jerseys with the white trim. They are the Bears as well. A battle of the Bears tonight between Conway and Willow. Number 5 is 5'4 freshman Alana Richardson. Number 10 is 5'1 freshman Ariana Hughes. Number 20 is 5'11 freshman Madison Thompson. Number 24 is 5'5 sophomore Miley Weeks. And number 32 is 5'8 senior Lauren Wisbaum. Wisbaum, Weeks, Thompson, Richardson, and Hughes, the starting 5
for head coach Pat Wilson and the Conway. There's three freshmen in the starting lineup for Conway. For the Lady Bears, they will start number 13, 5'7", senior Aston Atwell. Number 10, 6'1", sophomore Paisley Crudgington. Number 42 is 5'10", sophomore Sophia Jackson. Number 22 is 5'6", sophomore guard Chloe Jones. Chloe, the leading scorer for the Lady Bears. And number 12 is 5'10", sophomore Sydney Stewart. So a couple of young teams here tonight. Three freshman starters for Conway Willow. One senior and the rest underclassmen on this team. Bears in their home whites with the maroon trim. Paisley Crudgington will jump for Willow.
Paisley got to make a three the other night out here. She shot from beyond the arc and made one. Surprised everybody, including her, I think.
Wisbaum will jump for Conway. Tip is controlled by the Lady Bears from Willow. We'll try to just go Willow and Conway in this one and leave the mascots out of it.
Yeah.
Stewart lobs it over to Jackson on the right block. Shovel pass to Crudgington. Free throw line jumper is good. Willow off to a fast start. 2-0 on a Crudgington basket. And we're underway here from the district tournament opening round in Seymour. Hughes brings it across the timeline. She'll dip it into the block. Trying to get a shot off. It's swatted by Crudgington. Tip to Jones. Jones down the floor to Stewart. Stewart to Atwell. Layup no good. Rebound tip, and Conway's got it. Conway wants to push it down the floor with Hughes. She'll bring it into the front court. Her pass tipped, stolen by Atwell. Atwell is off the timeline. To the left block, to the basket, layup is good. 4-0 Willow, 1 minute in. Willow ran it up on Kabul in their final game of the regular season. Looking to get off to a fast start here against Conway. Hughes in traffic, throws it over her head, gets it into the corner to Wisbaum, fires a three, and it's good. Wisbaum from the corner. The senior for Conway. But the Conway Bears on the board. Atwell thought about answering it. Said she'll throw it to Crudgington. To Stewart. Stewart in the paint to Crudgington. Put up a shot blocked by Wisbaum. And back comes Conway. Down the floor. Get it to the left block. In the paint. Put it up. Runner goes out. Jackson there for the rebound. Ahead to Jones. Chloe across the timeline. Takes the screen to the left side. On the elbow. Shot up and good. Nothing but net. For Chloe Jones, and Willow leads 6-3, 6-15 to go first quarter. Ariana Hughes, one of three freshman starters for Conway, gets the top of the key. As it pops away in the paint, lost it out of bounds off Willow. It'll stay with Conway. Hughes will inbound. Get it into the corner. Wisbaum up top to Weeks. Weeks. In the paint to Thompson, whistles blow, and a foul in the paint on Willow. It'll be on Jackson, and that's our first foul of the game. Willow leading 6-3 early. Hughes lobs it into the corner. Up top, free throw line jumper by Weeks is partially blocked out of bounds. Ooh, they whiff Conway.
Looks like Willow should have gone for the rebound there. Guess they didn't know that it had been touched by the Lady Bears.
Hughes inbounds into the corner. Pass is tied up by Stewart. Knocked to the sideline where Hughes gets it back. May have gotten away with the travel. Goes right side as it poked away by Atwell, and they're going to call a foul on Aspen.
So two fouls here quickly in the first quarter against Willow.
Conway seems like a team that could turn the ball over.
Yeah,
quietly.
And they have a couple of times.
Hughes will inbound. Under the basket, 5 second call. Nice job on the inbound by Willow. They'll take it back, leading 6-3 with 5:40 to go first quarter from Seymour in the Class 3 District 10 tournament. Atwell walks it to the left side, gives it to Stewart up top. Sydney for three, got it. Stewart from beyond on the arc. Willow goes up 9-3. Hughes brings it across midcourt to the logo, goes left side for Richardson. Richardson got away with the travel and hands it off to Weeks. Weeks to the right side. In the corner for Wisbaum. Back to Weeks up top. Holds it on her hip. Bounces it to Wisbaum. And a foul called for the rebound. reach-in foul on Willow. Her third foul in the first 3 minutes. You don't want to put a team like Conway on the line and let them
no
free throws to stay with you here.
Paisley Crudgington picked up the foul. It really is kind of I didn't see much contact. She was trying to go for the steal.
Last two fouls have been pretty touching.
Yeah.
Conway gets it in. 2 weeks and a travel. With stutter step, Conway turns it over. Willow takes it back, leading by 6 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Atwell will walk it across midcourt. One arms it to Crudgington. Underneath, wide open, Jackson layup is good. Good ball movement by Willow. Get an easy basket for Jackson. And the good Lady Bears up 11-3. Conway traps.
Five
court and another foul on Willow.
Five different players have scored for Willow, too. That's really
a good stat.
That's a good stat.
Yeah, it is.
That's the first on Stewart. So Willow spread the fouls out, but still four in the first 3 minutes plus. Conway gets it to the free throw line, pivot, back out to Hughes. Hughes takes a bump from Jones, gets it up top of the key. Hughes crosses it over, looks for a screen. Picks the ball up, needs some help. Jones is there to swipe it away. Gets it ahead to Atwell. Atwell to the sideline. In the corner, open three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Stewart. Right back to Atwell. Atwell, left side. Crudgington jumper is good. Paisley's got a quick four, and Willow goes up by 10 halfway through the first quarter. Hughes across the timeline. She stood up, and a timeout by Coach Wilson. And the Conway Bears. Halfway through the first quarter, Willow on top 13-3. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back. 4-4. We're halfway through the first quarter, and Lady Bears from Willow playing with confidence right now, leading 13-3. Conway has the ball.
Conway with the inbound right at the midcourt stripe. They'll get it into the front court with Weeks. Bounce pass over to Hughes on the right side. Throws it underneath, swatted away by Crudgington. Ahead to Jones. Chloe's got a layup. Put it up and in. 15-3, Willow off and running here with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Want to come in, make a statement, get the win, and move on to the semifinal.
Another turnover
by Stewart to Jones. Chloe to Atwell. Left block, layup is good. Good and selfish play there by the sophomore guard. Give it to the senior for the layup. And it's 17-3, Willow. And Willow putting on some ball pressure, and Conway not able to handle it as the Lady Bears Willow kick it out of bounds off the foot of Atwell. Conway will inbound at midcourt.
Lady Willow has created seven turnovers here in the first quarter against Conway already.
Conway trying to go underneath. It's tipped again. There's number 8.
Yep.
Willow ahead to Atwell. Atwell in the corner. Open 3. No good off the front of the rim. Crudgington with the rebound. Put it up. No. But she fouled. Crudgington put it over the backboard. But it's all good. She was in the active shooting. That's what
she
got to do.
Certainly was in the active shooting.
She'll go to the line shooting 2.
First foul on Conway.
Free throw is short.
Foul is on Richardson.
You can hear everything.
Yeah, man.
Sound carries really well here in Seymour. Crudgington's second free throw is good. Makes 1 of 2. 18-3. Willow. Conway has had 1 3-pointer. That's it. Now Hughes draws the foul. And Conway will go to the line with a chance to earn some points from the charity strike.
That may be somebody's second foul.
So far, Willow has avoided that, but you're right. On Atwell.
Atwell, second foul, the senior
from Willow. Hughes' free throw is short. Lexi Sigmund into the game for Willow, and now Karis Cochran comes in as well. So the Redheads in the game for the Willow Lady Bears. Coach Cox probably will be able to use a lot of that bench if this trend continues. Hughes' second free throw is good. 18-4, Willow, 3:08 to go first quarter. Conway will back into a 2-3 zone as Jones in the front court. Stewart for 3. Got it. Sydney Stewart 2 for 2 from beyond the arc. And Willow up 21-4. Coach Cox just sitting back enjoying the show here in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's relaxed.
Conway at midcourt. They'll work it over the left side. Get it to Thompson. Back up top to Richardson. Hughes on the right side. Lobs it back to Wisbaum. Willow in a 3-2 zone. Conway's got their players spread out. Trying to find a seam in this zone. Stewart tips it. It's loose on the floor. Conway gets it back. Hughes into the corner. Here comes a 3 by Wisbaum. It's short. Rebound Stewart for Willow. Jones across midcourt. Chloe to Sigmund. Outside to Stewart. Right back into traffic. It's a turnover on Willow, but then a double dribble on Conway, so he'll give it right back. Madison Officer, the senior, took an extra dribble. And the turnover count continues for Conway here in the first quarter. What are we up to? We up to double digits in turnover?
Almost nine. We're up to nine for Conway. Only one for Willow.
Chloe Jones open three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Conway. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Hughes gets it across midcourt. She'll dribble to the right side. Cochran picks her up, throws it back up top to Weeks. Weeks to Hughes on the right side. Holds it above her head. As the Conway Bears working around the arc and just have not had too many shots on goal here for Conway. Here's a tipped ball again. Ball loose on the floor. Bodies fly. And somehow Conway comes up with it. Hughes drives into the paint. Flips it back to Weeks. Weeks is fast tip. They're going to call a foul on Chloe. And Conway will go back to the line shooting free throw.
That's first foul on Chloe, so no trouble yet, but that's the 16th foul of the quarter for the Lady Bears from Willow.
But then Hughes back to the line. She was 1-for-2 there a moment ago. First one here is good. 21-5 the Willow lead. Kenzie Cox, or Collins, rather, comes into the game. And free throw by Hughes. Takes her time, puts it up, rims out. Sigmund for the rebound. Stays a 16-point lead for the Willow Lady Bears. Jones across midcourt. Fires into traffic. Sigmund tips it, but it's a steal for Conway. Back the other way. Weeks into the right side. Bounces it up top. She'll get it to Thompson. Thompson, left side. Three ball coming. It's good by Wisbaum. Her second tray. She accounts for 6 of the 8 Conway points. Makes it 21-8. Stewart left side. Into the corner for Cochran. To Sigmund, and she travels.
Well,
Rusty shuffled her feet a little bit.
Willow catching up on the turnovers. 3 now for Willow.
Jasmine Osborne comes into the game. Osborne, Collins, Sigmund, Jones, and Stewart. 5 on the floor for Willow. Conway into the front court. Got away with the travel there. Get it to Richardson. Up top to Weeks. Weeks picks the ball up. Bounce pass back to Richardson. Richardson flips the defense and kicks it back. Get it to Wisbaum. There's your shooter, but she gets it inside left block and a
out of bounds
turnover. Is it? Just fell down. Madison Thompson, the 5'11 freshman, lost her footing, and Willow will take it back. 28 seconds left to go, first quarter. Willow leading by 13. Jones walks it across midcourt. Into the corner. Osborne for three. Short. Rebound to Conway. 14 seconds to go in the first. Richardson across midcourt with 8. Up top, left side, they'll look to Wisbaum with 5. Richardson back to Wisbaum, long 3, it's short, and that's the end of the first quarter from Seymour. First round of the district tournament, Willow on top of Conway, 21. Come back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It's ladies' night out here in Seymour as District 10 Class 3 tournament is underway. Lady Bears from Willow Springs leading the Lady Bears from Conway 21-8 after a quarter. Conway will have the ball as we resume action.
Winner of this game will take on conceded Liberty on Wednesday night, 7:30. Willow leading 21-8 as we start the second quarter. Conway with the ball. Out to the top to Hughes. Hughes into the corner. Wisbaum has a couple of threes. Six to Conway's eight. Gets it right block. Layup is good by Richardson. 5-4 freshman. Goes it in, and Conway making a little move here. Just pulled it to win at 11. At one time, it was 21-3. Conway on a 7-0 run. Stewart for three. That's the end of the run.
Wow.
Stewart, 3 for 3.
Good has got it tonight, hasn't she?
On the arc. Wow. 14-point lead for Willa. Hughes up top. Dribbles to the left side. And her pass tipped by Stewart. That should have been a backcourt. But officials said she was juggling the ball. So it was not a turnover. Hughes up top. Picked up by Stewart. Willa in a matchup zone. Throw it to Wisbaum into the corner. Juggles it, but gets it back. Fires to Richardson. She travels. And another turnover by Conway. One minute into the second quarter, Willa by 14. Getting started the game 21-3. Getting Crudgington to Jackson. Layup good.
That was easy.
Man, that was easy. Good ball movement by Willa. And Coach Cox has done a nice job rotating his starters kind of in and out here in the first quarter. So Lady Bears should be well rested if they can earn a trip to Wednesday's semifinals. Hughes drives, throws it away, trying to go underneath to Wisbaum over her head and out of bounds. Back to Willa.
Conway has more turnovers than points.
Stewart up top. Gets it away to Crudgington. Her pass tipped. That time it didn't work. Conway hogged up the passing lane. They get a turnover. Hughes back the other way, dribbles all the way from left to right. In the corner, crosses it over. Wisbaum, open three, got it. Well, there's Conway's offense. It's the senior, Lauren Wisbaum. 9.33. Jackson's pass tip. Crudgington gets it back, gets it to Stewart. Back up top to Jones. Chloe bounces it to Stewart. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Willow fires to Jackson, puts it up in the paint, and rattles in. Willow, 28-13. Over Conway, 5:40 to go first half. Hughes across the timeline. Takes the screen up top, picked up by Jones. Got an orange and a blue shoe on tonight, so he does. Conway works it around the arc, get it into the corner. Hughes thought about the three. Instead, she'll give the whiz bomb up top for three, no good. Rebound, Crudgington tried to save it, but it's out of bounds. But a save with Conway. Whiz bomb. Missed from up top. The corner is where she likes to be. She's
yeah.
Perfect from the corner.
She's been both corners and made threes, but not from the top.
Hughes will inbound. Get it up top. Richardson bounces to the right side. Wisbaum for three. No good. Rims out. Crudgington with the rebound. Ahead to Jones. Chloe. The butter on the left side. Jackson can't handle the pass underneath, and it's taken away by Conway. Hughes. Through traffic to the right side. Pass tipped by Jones. Taken away. Bowie with the steal. Across the timeline, draws the foul, and that may be the first foul on Conway. Second foul on Conway tonight.
They had one in the first quarter on Richardson. This one will be on Weeks picks up the foul.
Stewart holds it overhead on the right side. Give it to Cochran. Inside to Jones in the paint. Little jumper. Rattles out. Sigmund with the rebound. She gets hammered. Are you going to say she was going up for it? Yes.
Yeah, they should.
I think she was going up for it.
Sigmund will go to the line shooting two for Willow. Sigmund, Cochran, Crudgington, Stewart, and Jones. Five on the floor for the Lady Bears. 4:46 left to go in the half.
Quiet in here right now.
Thompson
picked up the foul.
Bit of a sparse crowd. Lots of Willow people.
Yeah, they're all about a mile away.
Cochran for three in the corner. No good. Sigmund had the rebound. It's tipped loose, and Conway comes away with it. Hughes back the other way. Scrabble. Treasure foot trying to come to a stop, and Conway turns it over again. Willow with a comfortable lead here, but honestly, it could be quite a bit more.
Seems like it could be.
Jones to Sigmund at the free throw line. Back out to Chloe. Chloe, an open three left side. No good off the back of the rim. Crudgington with the rebound. Right back to Jones up top. Chloe to Crudgington. Left side into the corner for Stewart. Stewart left block, puts it up. No, but she draws the foul. Stewart will go to the line shooting two for the Lady Bears.
All of a sudden, Conway getting in a little bit of foul trouble. It's the second foul on Conway's weak.
Throw by Stewart is no good. Hung on the front of the rim and falls out. Collins checks in for Crudgington. Second free throw by Sydney, and somebody left early, and they're wearing white, so it'll be Conway ball. Free throw is no good anyway. But Will, again, missing opportunities to just really kind of pad their margin here. But still leading by 15 halfway through the second quarter. Conway gets it into Hughes. Hughes will bring it across the timeline. Hughes, left side to Richardson. Richardson's pass tipped, and Sigmund comes away with it. A couple of Willow players collide. Collins and Stewart both get up laughing, so we're all okay. Stewart up top to Collins. To Cochran, left side for three. Got it.
They're
going to give it to her.
Oh, they're going
to
give her a three?
I think their foot was off the line, but that's all right. Harris Cochran for three. And Willow goes up 31-13. Conway into the corner for Week. To Richardson, hands it off to Hughes. Hughes will pop a three left side. Got it. Timeout Conway. 3:26 to go in the first half. Willow leads the Conway Bears 31-16. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
.326 left to go in the half. Lady Bears with the ball and the lead.
Conway putting on some pressure, and they get the steal at midcourt. Hughes going to have the layup, and that works. Conway, full court press. They get an easy basket. They get 31-18. Jones falls down in traffic, and the ball is kicked by Conway, but they're going to say a foul also on the Black Bears.
It'll be the third team foul of the quarter.
Chloe a little slow getting up and reaches for her side, but says she's okay. 3 minutes to go, first half. Willow by 13. Lob it to Sigmund. Sigmund at the free throw line. Right back to Jones. Just spot for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Week. Walked with it. No whistle. Week to the right side. Get it in the paint. Ball is knocked loose. And it's kicked away somehow. Conway comes away with it, but then they throw it in to the Willow bench. So Willow was going to have that ball some way, somehow. Conway about turned it over three times, and Willow finally comes away with it. Now Jones juggles it in the backboard. Nobody back there with her. Chloe will dribble through traffic, gets to the sideline. To the left side, feeds Sigmund, who gets blocked by Wisbaum out of bounds. It'll stay with Willow.
Good job by Wisbaum there. That would have been a layup had she not tipped it out of bounds.
Willow will inbound on the baseline. 2:40 to go first half. Jones will inbound. Out to Cochran. To Stewart in the corner. Open three. No good. Rebound. Sigmund put it up. No, but she fouled. And let's see, he'll go back to the line shooting two.
Fourth team foul on Conway this quarter. That's Wisbaum's first foul.
The throw by Sigmund is banked in there.
Sigmund, she plays with, she always has a smile.
Always has some good facial expression.
Always has a smile.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound run down by Week. 32-18 Willow. Led by as many as 18. Wisbaum open in the corner for three. It's short. Rebound is not touched, and it goes out of bounds to Willow. 2:25 left to go, first half here in Seymour. Opening round of the district tournament. Winner to play Liberty Wednesday at 7:30. Willow breaks the press. Stewart all the way to the basket, gets fouled, and Stewart We'll go to the line shooting two. Sydney's had a big first half.
She has. She has. She's had 9 points.
Three on the arc, Harry.
Yeah, three threes. This will be her second trip to the free throw line.
No good. Well, struggling from the line.
Yeah, she's having trouble at the line.
Kirsten Keck, another freshman coming in for Conway.
They're young. They're a very young team.
Got some talent here. She was second free throw is good, and also Conway was in the lane, so count the basket, and it's Conway ball.
So that puts Sid in double figures for the first half.
33-18 is the goal lead. Hughes across the timeline. Up top, she'll bounce it to the free throw line, kick it out, wide open, whiz ball for three, missed it, rebound Jones. Chloe through traffic. It's a one-on-three. She takes it all the way, layup is missed. Sigmund with the rebound, no. Gets the rebound again, out to Stewart for three, up top, got it! Sydney enjoying it. That's her fourth three of the half. It's 36-18 Willow. Hughes up top. Shades to the right side.
Good offensive board work that
it
time
was
for Lady Bears.
Sigmund doing a good job underneath.
Yep.
Wisbaum in the corner. Her pass tip stolen by Stewart. Stewart ahead to Jones. Jones in transition. Leaves it for Collins. Lays it up and in. Good job by Chloe. Just drew all the defenders and then found Collins right at the last second. 20-point lead by Willow. It's their biggest of the night. 1:15 to go in the half. Hughes up top. Goes right side, gets it into the corner to Officer, backs it off to Weak. Weak. Right back to Officer on the right side, gets confused in the corner, picks up a dribble, needs some help, bounce it up top to Keck with 50 seconds left to go in the half. Only trying to hold on to the ball this possession. Wisbaum up top, throws it into traffic. Hughes has it on the block, missed the shot, and Collins is there for the rebound. Ahead to Jones, 30 seconds left to go in the half, and we'll see if the Lady Bears want to just play this out for the last half a minute. Atwell is sat for most of the half with two fouls. Lady Bears get it into Sigmund. She goes back out to Jones with the logo with 20. Jones with 15. Stewart for three, missed it. A little short this time. Rebound Conway with eight. Hughes to the right side with five. Almost goes out of bounds. Her pass is tipped, and Jones will fire it up from half court. Not a bad effort, but it's a little short. That'll take us to halftime here in Seymour with Willow leading Conway 38-18. We'll be back in 3 minutes for your halftime update. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.